This is Open Talk Radio, The Flash.
GPW Weekly on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
Oh yeah, it's about that time, everybody, for GPW Weekly, hosted by Steve Aaron, along with the Macho Ghost. So give it up.
Good evening. Welcome into GPW Weekly. I am one of your hosts, Steve Aaron, along with the Macho Ghost. Randy Savage is hanging out there. Hey, what's up, Mach?
Ooh, yeah, here I am. I'm getting ready. I'll challenge Sony to a fight, and the winner gets the rights of Spider-Man.
Well, I don't know what to say to that. Also, we have Martez Ale, the producer extraordinaire.
What's up?
There he is. Martez went missing in action for a period of time last week. I think he was just being courteous because the strip club was really popping.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I had to take care of the ladies, man.
Hey, he's got the ladies out there, no doubt. And joining us tonight, rather than have a guest, since I'm a little under the weather this evening, I decided to bring in my home run hitter from Global Professional Wrestling, the assistant to the general manager. It is the amazing Turtle. Turtle, welcome.
Cowabunga, dudes, what's going on?
Macho Ghost and Turtle, I'm going to give you the reins for a moment because I don't know if you can hear the dog barking in the background, but I am not with the Ghost of the Junkyard Dog, so I'm going to go tend to some issues, and you guys bring the people in and get things started for me, okay?
Steve, be careful. There could be a Terminator out there.
Indeed, I'll be careful, or maybe I won't.
Dogs
yeah,
don't
watch out
like
for Terminators. They definitely don't.
Mm-mm. So, Turtle, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How are you, Macho?
I'm pretty good. Other than, I think Steve's a dastardly villain. Other than that, I'm doing pretty good. Martez, how are you? You're here, and we're ready to go. Maybe we should just disconnect Steve's phone line.
Yeah. Hey, I feel good today. I got a lot of rest, man, so I'm ready to go.
Oh man, all right. I like it when Martez, like Turtle, Martez always has like an interesting question or five floating around in his head, things that I never think of, things Steve never thinks of. So it's always good to have Martez just laying in the back, laying in the weeds, and then all of a sudden you turn it over to him, and then Martez blows the caller's mind with a question. But since we don't really have a guest, maybe, hey, Martez, you got any questions for the Turtle? Turtle, you've been trying to get a tag team match together that Steve kind of spit in your face about that, and I see that you're having some kind of disgruntled feelings, so even though I just asked Martez for a question, I just cut him off too. But Turtle, what's going on between you and Steve while Steve's in the other room? You can talk to us personally. No one's listening.
I mean, I honestly don't know what's going on. I mean, you saw us. We were celebrating at the last GPW show. We just won our match, so you would think you'd want to help us out. You know, me and Mitch Blake, we're undefeated. We've beaten Steve Boz before. I think we can do it again. But I don't know, Steve's got a bug up his butt or something, and he's got something against everybody.
Now, Turtle, this is Martez. Is there a part of you that feel like you can't win a tag team match without Mitch Blake? Are you suffering from scared-itis, if you will?
Oh, man. Martez gets right to the heart.
I mean, you can't win a tag team match without a tag team partner. And I just figured the both times that I've teamed with Mitch Blake that we've won our matches. So it's only logical to pick the right partner, which is Mitch Blake, to go for the tag team title.
Now, what makes you set your sights on the tag team titles? Does this mean you've concluded your run trying to get back your Battle Royal Championship? Have you already been there and done that enough times?
I guess you can say that. I mean, I've just said it all year that I have had goals. And, you know, I won the Battle Royal title. Awesome. Got me going. Gave me the oomph, if you will. And I figure, why not go for the next thing, which would be a tag team titles. I've never held the tag team titles, and I have been in a tag team before, and it didn't work out too well because my partner at that time wasn't all that great. And now he's kind of living under the sea, apparently. So I need a new partner, and since I said before, me and Mitch Blake are actually a winning tag team right now. And I want to say I'm the second best tag team partner he's ever had. So why not?
Oh, man. Now, wait. Were you saying your first tag team partner living under the sea was the Little Mermaid, your first tag team partner?
No. What I'm saying when it comes to that he's living under the sea now. He wasn't before.
I see. Because I was going to say, no wonder you weren't so successful with that partner. It's hard to wrestle when you're a mermaid.
Most definitely.
You know,
yeah,
lately
me,
he has turned into
the Little Mermaid.
I've wrestled mermaids
before. It's not easy. Martez is really excited tonight.
I am. I'm kind of slap happy, to be honest with you. But I'm trying
good.
Not
That's
to
good. It doesn't sound like we're going to be getting much out of Steve tonight. It sounds like he's under the weather, which I think that just means his soul and his bloodstream is filling with more evil, perhaps we would say evil ooze. What do you think about that, Turtle?
Oh, no, the evil ooze. You know, I've had an encounter with some evil ooze. It's pretty evil.
I think it's mutating Steve into something that we're not used to or you're not used to. Like I said, I've known Steve for a long, long time. Every few months I like to look in the mirror and count all the times he stabbed me in the back. I look at the stars. So you can't trust him.
So, Macho, basically,
point,
go ahead.
No, I was saying that at this point, it just sounds like you really can't trust Steve.
Ooh, that's messed up. Hey, I think that's messed up. So Macho, basically what you're saying is that we should be on the lookout for what kind of a Steve should we be looking out for?
Oh man, like a greedy fiend. Yeah, he's like every once in a while you see the facade cracks. I mean, we all have the evilness flowing through us. I mean, I've turned on many a friend, but I've mended my ways and gotten rid of that part of my soul. But Steve, I think he's got he gets the look in his eye, and he loses all taste for what's good and what's moral, and he starts turning on his friends like Turtle, his friends who's backed him up, literally backed him up, kept him safe. And now all of a sudden he said he was hit by a car, and that's changed his perspective. I can understand how maybe being in the hospital after getting run over or whatever happened, I think actually that maybe someone actually just opened the door and hit him in the hip and he overreacted. But I think that, he's blaming it on this car or this accident. I think actually deep down inside, the power has just corrupted him, and it's opened up that door inside him that he's tried to keep shut, but the door I've seen burst open far too many times.
So he's got too much power, kind of like Super Shredder had, and the whole bridge or... What was the thing? The catwalk or something fell right on top of him, which I like to call karma. You know, it just fell right on top of him, and he started shaking it at the end there. So I wonder if that's what's going to happen to Steve if he doesn't cut it out.
Steve, like,
nope,
karma,
she's
full of crank. Oh, is Steve back?
Yes, I am back. I'm back in, I guess I'm not going to say better than ever. I've actually been back for a minute, and I've listened to the proceedings, and you paint some very interesting pictures, and you're giving the people that are listening a lot to mull over, which is fine. I especially like the Shredder Bridge reference that all three people still living in the 90s caught. Thanks for that, Turtle.
Don't worry, Turtle, I still live in the 80s.
He does. His hairspray bills are justification of that.
I'm just warning him about the dark side of Steve that I've seen unleashed sometimes, and it's not a pretty sight. And once that side of Steve comes out, it's no holds barred. Nobody's safe.
You know, that's that might be a slight over-exaggeration, but I understand why you'd say it. And, on this show, there is no wrong opinion. Just opinions unexpressed.
Yeah, but if your opinion's wrong, I'll tell you.
I know that for sure. Turtle, I appreciated your suggestion. Rage and Turtle, or Turtle Rage, or whatever you wanted to call it. It's cute. It's a cute idea. You guys do have a victory over Steve Boz. I remember it well. A lot of Mitch Blake love in here tonight. Certainly, there are many people out there that do enjoy a healthy dose of the Mitch Blake. I think I'm a little over Mitch Blake these days, so I'm going to keep my hero adulation to myself. But I'm not going to say that, a tag team match versus the Bruise Brothers is something I haven't considered. I did kind of laugh it off when we had our little meeting because, at that time I was dealing with a few things. And, sometimes when you're dealing with things, you get in a mindset that you're not really receptive. It's about money. It's about the company thriving. And if it's good for business, it's a match I'll make. So maybe I was too hasty in saying no. Maybe I should say I have not decided exactly who is going to challenge Malibu Ken and the Superstar Idol in their upcoming match on September 7th. But I am giving it great consideration, and Turtle, you certainly have done yeoman's work for the company, so I give you a wide berth. But here's the deal, kids. Getting hit by the car may have it wasn't jarring in a way where, it changed me physically. I don't have amnesia, but maybe it woke me up a little bit. Maybe I was sleeping in the fantasy land of professional wrestling, and now I am awake to the seedy underbelly of an industry that has claimed more than a few souls. I don't know. We'll sort it out over the next couple of weeks and see what happens on September 7th at High Road.
What do you think about that, Turtle?
Well, first of all, I just like to point out that I was cut off a few minutes ago. Like, Blog Talk Radio just completely kicked me out. So I'm going to blame Steve for that one.
Of course, because
you know,
why wouldn't you?
I mean, it seems logical. You know what, Steve? I've been thinking about it. That's fine. You don't have to give us the title shot. Because you've given me at least a chance to go for a title. So I'm not going to be completely mad. I still think that you're a jackass for it, but that's fine. I'm going to go into this triple threat match. And I think I'm just going to kick everybody in the face.
Ooh.
And then go for the division title.
Now, see, that is something to play devil's advocate there. You did not get the tag team match, but for people who may not know, Steve did include you, at least at the moment, per what he was just saying. He did include you in the triple threat match, and the winner will go on to get a division title shot. So I guess it's you didn't get your candy bar, but you got some ice cream instead.
You know, that's a good analogy, and it's funny you say that because I am eating ice cream as we speak.
Oh, man, let me tell any kids who are listening right now, Turtle is a human being. Don't give ice cream to real turtles.
Yeah, probably a bad idea. And Miranda, if she's listening, but let's be honest, Miranda's not listening. But if she were, she would be calling you to get you out of that ice cream dish, rest assured.
Yeah, she don't pay attention to me no more, which is fine. It's all good.
Oh man, are you guys breaking up? What's happening with the love affair? What is I always say GCW, GPW. You're the love of GPW. What's going on here?
Yeah, she's just ever since she won that title, and she just hasn't been the same. And she's been very distant with me the last few months, but that's okay. It allowed me to concentrate on other things.
So just a few weeks ago, we saw Steve and Turtle and Mitch and Miranda and her dog and her neighbor and anybody else thought they were the unified team that got rid of the wild side and got that scourge out of GPW. And now, thinking that that was the future, we're finding out now that it seems like that team is falling apart as fast as it came together, probably even faster.
Those were the best 2 weeks that me and Miranda had, and then after that, it's been downhill.
You know, this industry, I find it's cyclical. It goes round and round. It's great. It's magic, and then it's horse pucky and acid. It's bitter, and it's sweet, and then it's sweet and bitter again. You learn things about yourself in this business that maybe you didn't want to know. You learn things about people that maybe you didn't want to know. And the romance that this sport carries, and, you know, believe me, I've been romanced by this industry since the first WrestleMania and Wendy Richter versus the Fabulous Moolah on MTV. So I've been a fan, romantically involved with this business for a minute. And what I've seen over the last several months, 6 months, 5 months, however long it's been, has woke me. And then the car incident may have put a stamp on it. I don't know. But, you know, there are very few absolutes when it comes to this business. And, you know, we got a lot of fans, and, you know, I love the fans. And there are days that I wish I was still a fan.
You speak a lot of truth there, Steve. I got to take you don't love all the fans, but I get what you're saying. It's different once you get inside something. As someone on the outside, you're looking in and you think, this is beautiful. And you always think to yourself, man, I wonder how it works inside. And you get inside, and it's a curse more than it is a blessing. And Martez knows about curses and blessings because he's a minister. And, you, Steve, I think you found that off. You've seen the ugly truth that's inside the soul of the wrestling business. Is that what, am I correct in that assumption?
You know, that might be the most sense you've ever made on this show.
I'd like to make sense on this show, but they don't pay me. That's an old Marx Brothers joke.
Paydays. You know what? If everybody got a payday, the world would be much better, wouldn't it?
Maybe, or maybe if everybody got the payback they deserve. Hey, Turtle, I got real quick. If you and Mitch do put a team together, do me a favor and call your team the Dynamic Wrestling Brothers. I think it would go over great.
Wow.
I want to see that happen just because I think that would be a great name for your team.
No. We're absolutely not going there this evening.
No, I'm not that. What was that? What am I talking about? What does that have to do with it? I'm just talking about naming a team. I'm not talking about anything else. I'm playing stupid.
I understand, and I appreciate that, and very few people do stupid better than you do. But I want to get back to a point you made earlier about curses and blessings and Martez. Sometimes I forget that Martez is a reverend.
Martez is a blessing for the show.
Well, he is indeed, and I want to talk about exorcisms.
I think Martez is talking to a stripper right now.
Did someone say stripper?
Easy, Turtle.
Now, you see, Turtle, Martez is always doing something different when he's hosting the show. Sometimes he's helping people move. Sometimes he's judging beauty competitions. Every once in a while, he's bouncing at a strip club.
I just want to know if he's done an exorcism.
Never.
Never? Could you? Could you bring the Bible down in some holy water and help a brother out with exorcising some demons?
Well, usually what we do, I'm just going to keep it real tonight. Usually what we do is we grab some holy oil. I don't know if you ever heard of holy oil.
Absolutely.
We rub it upon your head, and we just pray for you.
That works for me.
And that's pretty much it. And I always tell people this, man. I may be a minister, but I'm not perfect. I'm no different than no other man out there. You know what I mean? I need to be prayed for a lot. Every day, to be honest with you.
Well, you know what, Martez? I appreciate that. And in the immortal words of MC Hammer, you got to pray just to make it today.
That's good.
Man, talk about 90s references right there.
What can I say? I've been on a bit of a hip-hop kick of late. Thanks to C-Red.
Good job, C-Red. Usually, if I want to exercise some demons, I just get them a subscription to Charter Fitness.
Or buy them a couple of Jane Fonda workout tapes.
That was my first joke, but I decided to go more current.
You can't compare Charter Fitness to Jane Fonda.
I should have gone with my first choice.
Dance with the date that brought you.
Hey,
if we didn't have humor, we'd have no humor.
Hey, sometimes it's hard to get rid of those demons, though. I don't know about you.
Oh, don't I know it? Don't I know it, Martez?
I believe in that.
I believe in it, too. If I'm not talking, I might be eating a cheese stick.
Yeah, cause
okay, well, cheese sticks are fine.
I went to the Clinton Cole School of eating a sandwich while you're on the air.
And he did that more than one time, that's for sure. I believe his poison was Fritos, but I could be wrong.
That's someone Steve used to know in the broadcasting world for Martez and Turtle and anyone who's listening, and he decided to call in one day to one of Steve's shows while he was eating a sandwich to complain about how unprofessional Steve was being.
Yeah.
While he was eating a sandwich on the air. I never forget anything. I never forget anything.
Dude, you're pretty good with that memory. Macho Ghost, I haven't seen you yet, but I want to bring this up on the air because you have fans. I don't know if you believe you do, but you do, whether it be from your exposure on that wrestling show hosted by Nick Swinky, Tuesday nights from 7 to 10 on evolutionpop.com out of the Illinois Media School.
He took the plug right out of my mouth.
It must have been while you were kissing me.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Anyway, that's a 70s reference for y'all, so nobody got that but me, but I'm okay with that.
Turtle, I told you Steve and I have quite a past together.
We do. We do indeed.
You just showed your age, Steve.
That's okay. I don't mind being old, and I'm getting older significantly by the day in my current occupation. Hopefully the sweet release of death will come soon, and then we can talk about things on the other side. Martez, maybe you could help me with the transitional period.
Yeah, Martez, it's not so bad being dead.
That's right. And at this point, I have a window seat on the Japanese Bullet down, so I'll be riding that train in the window, probably eating some cheese sticks or something, and I'll tell Satan you said hi.
Oh, man, oh, man.
No, man.
But anyway, let's get back to the fans.
Let's get back to talking
fans.
About how much people love me.
They do love you, and
I don't
one
believe
fan
it.
One fan in particular, I haven't seen you since the CSW show from a few. Turtle, when the hell was that? My memory is fading. It was like last Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was this past Saturday.
I was a glorified timekeeper, but I can't remember the date. Anywho, so as I was keeping time, I was pretty much stayed in the gorilla position for most of the show.
You did a good job, by the way.
Thank you. Trying to help in any way I can because the talent that I managed was unable to attend the show, so there wasn't really much for me to do.
Oh, man, that's not good.
At the intermission, I wanted to talk to Steve Kenton about a few things, so I stepped out of the curtain from backstage to talk to Steve Kenton, and quite a few fans came up to me and were very nice, and it's nice to go up to CSW and be appreciated by their fans, because they have fantastic fans as well as GPW, so it's nice to see some of those folks, although there are a couple of little, cute little Hispanic girls that can't stand me. Macho Ghost, you love it. They hate my guts. And they follow us to the after party every show just so they can continue to hate my guts into the night.
Man, oh, man. Those are dedicated haters.
Oh,
now, when
my
you
God.
Say and little girls, do you mean like children or do you mean like the
yeah,
women who are tall?
I think one of them is my son's age and the other one might be 14. They're very young children, and the amount of hatred they have is unbelievable.
See, kids are still pretty pure at that age, so they feel the truth of emotions. So if they hate you, they really do hate your stinking guts.
They
yeah,
do, but
they
both want to be professional wrestlers, and they have a lot of passion, and I bet they'll do very well in the future if they choose to go that way. There are a number of GPW fans that are also CSW fans, and they make the trek up every month to see the show. Anna and Veronica and her brother and your sister, correct?
No, my niece.
Your niece, I'm sorry, not sister, niece. I'm bad at memory, as you know. But anyway, they came up, and they were out there, and they brought me a package from one Stacy Sparkles.
Super fan Stacy Sparkles.
And Stacy Sparkles made you a homemade present. She made one for me as well. I believe she might have even made one from Turtle at some point.
Yes, she did.
So we were all fortunate recipients of some very thoughtful gifts. And though I haven't seen... Was that a dog? Did you hear a dog?
Yes, that was my dog.
Okay,
Turtle, the Terminator from Steve's house is at your house. Look out!
I thought maybe the JYD showed up at your house now. Anyway, I haven't seen you to give you this gift, but I think you will be really taken aback by it because I know once upon a time you had a very festive Macho Ghost keychain.
Oh, yeah. I still have that keychain.
And now you have a second one.
Oh, man, I think I know what it is. She sent me a picture of her hard work. Now, Stacey Sparkles is a Macho Ghost super fan, that is true. But she is also a super fan of all things professional wrestling. And Stacey Sparkles has got some time on her hands making these wonderful gifts for all of these people that she respects and likes. Because Stacey's going through a hard time now, so we all got to give some strength to Stacey Sparkles and tell her to hang in there and get better so she can start coming to some shows again. Because she's got all kinds of battles she's fighting inside herself and outside herself with a lot of freaky people who are mean to her.
Yeah, you know, I get that. And I'm going to do one better. I'm going to tell you that fans like her, and there aren't many, but fans like her reestablish my faith somewhat in the purity of this industry. Because when you get reactions like this from people, and Anna is another one that I truly cherish, these are people that even when I feel like not doing it anymore, that make me want to continue to do it because they support us regardless of what's going on. And, you know, for them is why we do this. And if you have somebody that wants to come out and watch you do what you do, then you go out there and you smile and you do what you do just for them. So to all of those GPW fans that have never let us down, from the bottom of my heart, I say thank you.
Oh, man, that was very nice to say thank you as well. It's nice that they're, you know, it does, these people, they're not just fans. Like, Stacey took time, and she's thinking about her in her own free time, making something and giving something of herself, because she cares that much. So I think that's great. And I know I don't know young Anna well, but I've seen her on the interwebs, and her mom, too, and I think they're all pretty cool people.
And, you know, that we have a number of them, so we're blessed. You know, Richard and Heather are internet and social media mavens, and they support us. They give me the business every now and again, but they do support what we do, which I appreciate, and they're great. They come out to every show. They take pictures and videos, and, you know, they do as much work as anybody, so I appreciate them. I appreciate
Heather hates your guts.
Well, that's okay. She could hate my guts. I don't mind. My guts are there for the hating. The Turtle has an entire brood of people that come out to see him, including the Body by Cutler maven, Tina, and your family. You know, so there are a lot of people that come out to see us each and every month, and each and every month we are all thankful that they are there. We appreciate their time. We're appreciating their investment in buying a ticket and showing up because, you know, you don't have to do it. It's, you know, we could show up there 1 month and there'd be nobody. And, you know, we'd go home at that point, I guess. But, you know, the fact that even if five fans showed up, we would still put on a show for those five. And it would be the greatest show they've ever seen. I promise you that. So we're undaunted by the challenges of the day, and we appreciate our fans more than anything else. That's why we're the gold standard. That's why we do what we do. Right, Turtle?
You got that right, Steve.
Man, Steve, I know you're under the weather, but that was some Michael Jordan flu game caliber speech there. I think that was very nice of you talking to the fans like that. Perhaps I should I misjudged your current state of mind. And let me tell you something. I have performed in an empty auditorium for no audience because the person in charge said we're going to perform anyway. And let me tell you, fans, it's great to have you there at all times.
Indeed. Indeed, it's great. And like I said, High Road coming up on September 7th. It is a road. And, you know, the road itself always has an end. So we see where we'll go from here. I've got big plans for October at our Hell's Bells event. And we will wrap things up in November with a tidy bow. and then move the gold standard a little bit south and do what we do best in southern Illinois, which I think is exciting. A lot of people down there are anxious for the arrival of the gold standard, and I know the locker room, and I know they will not let those people down. So it'll be an exciting transition, and you know, people in the greater Benton area are in for a real treat. It's going to be a great experience as GPW heads south.
Now, wait a second. Let me unpack this for a minute. First of all, Tidy Bowl is a horrible name for your November event. Now, what are you saying about going south? What does that mean? Is there going to be like a GPW fractional north and GPW fractional south? What's happening?
GPW is moving down to a permanent structure. They have purchased a building with a training center and an auditorium where a ring will be set up permanently. And there's a lot of big changes and a lot of great things coming up in 2020 for the gold standard, but it's just going to happen a little bit south.
What about up here? What are you talking about? What's going on? What about the high road to Posen?
Well, our obligation to the fine town of Posen ends in November. And then we'll see what next year brings us for, I guess you could call it GPW North. You know, we may do a show or two up here. We'll still do our August charity event up here in Mokena, which we are doing this Sunday. It's your chance to come out, support a very worthy cause, see the GPW superstars up close and personal on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And it's not too far away from the Macho Ghosts listening post.
Oh, man, Steve, this is starting to sound like a farewell speech. What's happening?
Oh, no, there's no goodbye when it comes to professional wrestling. It's only until next time.
Just ask Terry Funk.
Just ask Terry Funk.
Now, wait a second. Now, Steve, you were just complimenting the fans who love you and love Turtle and have to love Martez just by affiliation and love me, too, because, frankly, you know, I'm the greatest. But wait a minute. Are you saying that the powers that be, the owners of GPW, are going to turn their back on these fans and head downstate? How far away is this?
Turtle, you've made the drive. Give us some perspective.
It's about 3.5 to 4 hours. It really isn't that long of a drive. It's maybe for the first time going down there, it seems like it. But once you're used to it, it's nothing. It feels like 2 hours.
Oh, man, yeah, 2 hours. That's nothing. There's nothing in Illinois when you drive south. All it is a log cabins and statues of Abraham Lincoln.
And everything is taxed it ridiculously.
I mean, if you drive 85 all the way down there, you're fine. So
now, Turtle, so you don't get arrested after you get off the phone, 85 must be the name of a street. That's not the speed you're going, right?
Yeah, Turtle
takes Route 85.
Maybe I go 85.
I myself would probably take Route 95.
Well, he can go 85 because his Turtlemobile is finely tuned and rolling on great tires and fine brakes, courtesy of our good friends at DeRay Tire and Auto.
Oh, man, DeRay Tire and Auto with the four convenient suburban locations.
Four locations to conveniently serve you.
Man. For people who don't know what a subtle, sarcastic comment is, that was just one of them.
No. It's all good in the neighborhood.
I think you're worrying Martez and myself because you and Turtle have some backstage knowledge that we don't have. Now, what happens to GTPW Fractional North then come January?
Well, we're going to see what happens. I mean, we don't usually run in January anyway. We usually start in February. You know, we're wondering what's going to happen with the Don Preston Rec Center in Midlothian, which is our home and has been our home for a long time. It's under construction. We're hoping the construction ends. And then once it does, we'll see what we see. And then we'll go from there. I mean, the future is not written. It is very flexible and always in flux. So right now the plans are the plans, but they change hundreds of times, just like when you're making a show. You have an idea of what you want to do, and it changes 600 times. Right, Turtle?
Indeed, Steve.
Ooh, Martez, I think I need some of your in-depth analysis. What do you think's going on here?
It seems as if GPW is in a change phase. But I do have one question. Like, how weird will it be? Because you said you guys are moving to a facility and where you guys are going to be. Hope I'm saying this correctly, but you guys will be renting out other venues wrestling, right?
We're going to be working with another promotion that's already down there. And the plan, if I've understood the fine print, and Turtle will have to correct me if I'm wrong, but there will be multiple shows a week down there, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct, Turtle?
That is the plan. But some of those shows will be featured by the other company. And then when we have our shows, it'll be their name with GPW.
Right.
Oh.
So we got a lot of things that are going on down there. It's a great opportunity. The venue, the way it's been described to me is very unique. There is almost theater style seating in the auditorium where the ring will be, if I've heard correctly. So it's going to give the people that come to the show a very unique visual experience. And there's a bar and grill connected to it, so you'll be able to enjoy beverages and food. And there's going to be a school and gym in the building. It's a big building that they're renovating specifically for entertainment and sports entertainment.
This sounds ridiculously expensive and like somebody's fever dream. How close to reality is this?
Really close, because the building was practically donated. Because they were trying to use a building that had been vacant for a while. So the people that are in control of the purse strings got one heck of a deal. And it's already undergoing its renovation. So I believe they hope to have it up and running late this year.
You know, it would not be a bad idea, Turtle and Steve, if you want to pass this along, to perhaps have that venue configured to where you could have some community theater access, because this wrestling thing may not always, you know, be as lucrative as what I'm trying to say is it may not be around as often as you think.
I believe there are going to be multi-uses for this this building. I'm not saying it's going to be a wrestling only arena. I think they can do a lot of different things with it, and I think they will do a lot of different things with it, and I think it's going to be great. The shows they have down there, Turtle can attest to it, because Turtle, aren't you still a champion down there?
I am still the Battle Royal champion down there, and
right.
Let me tell
you
it's fun. They're fun shows.
And you wrestle before quite a number of people, if I've understood your stories.
Yes, like I believe close to 800 people at the last event I was at with Big Papa Pump Scott Steiner.
So you're getting, you know, some of the classic superstars that are involved in these shows a little bit. Plus, it's an area that doesn't have a lot of great big entertainment avenues. So, you know, the local community comes out in droves to see the shows. So, you know, it's lightning in a bottle as far as I'm concerned. If it works the way it is intended to work, it should be spectacular.
Yeah, nothing ever works the way it's intended to work. So, Turtle, is that like an average-sized crowd that you would be getting regularly?
You know, you're gonna have your normal average crowd, which is still a lot. And then you will have stragglers along the way.
Because weeknights are a whole lot different than a weekend. You can't draw. You're not going to expect to draw the same amount of people on a Wednesday night as you would on a Saturday.
But I think the purposes of the, I think the purposes of the weeknight are to give the young athletes a little bit of on-the-job training, as it were, if I understood the memo correctly. Is that sounds right, doesn't it, Turtle?
Oh, that's about right. It gives an opportunity for the younger guys to and younger girls to shine and work their way up to the bigger shows. It's kind of like it'll almost be like NXT to Raw and SmackDown. Not exactly like that, but close. You're still going to have your top stars on a Wednesday, but it's going to showcase a lot of the younger guys.
Interesting.
Now, do you guys worry, because I heard you say that you guys are moving up, moving to the south, right? Do you worry that your fans up north won't travel to the south to see you guys?
I think there's always a worry that you lose something when you make a move like this. But, you know, when you own a business like this, you figure loss and gain, and you try to make the best decision. CSW, which is GPW's sister company, is not going anywhere. And a lot of the locker room from GPW works at CSW also, myself included. So you might see a bit more GPW presence under the CSW banner, and it's a lot closer for our local fans to attend.
Now, wrestlers themselves are pretty used to traveling to the ends of the earth. We even talked last week to our guest, Shauna, there, who talked about that she was recently in Europe. But the fans, I don't see fans being able to afford the money to drive 3 to 4 hours all the way down to southern Illinois. And let me tell you something. There's a great possibility that during the Civil War, southern Illinois would have been in the south. That's how far south it is.
Wow.
Turtle,
that's okay. No one has to reply.
I like to throw in something like that, or to answer that. You know, you go to CSW and you go to GPW shows. I pay attention to both, and like the fans wise, and you do not see the same fans all the time as CSW that you would see at GPW and vice versa. So they know that they're going to see their guys at CSW, and the ones at GPW are going to think the same thing. So it's going to be the same way when it's GPW North and GPW South. We're going to have the ones up here all the time. Some may travel and some may not. But it's going to be good when we have the same amount quantity-wise. So if we're drawing, say, 500 here, and those 500 don't go down there, but we should have the 500 down there. So we're going to have our fans up here, and we're going to have our fans down there. So it's the same thing with CSW, where they have their fans that don't always travel to see the guys they love.
I hear what you're saying, Turtle. Good point.
That took a lot out of me, actually.
The overwhelming point here is that this is an industry that is based on change. And, you know, part of the problem at the major league level, shall we say, is the lack of change. So, you know, it's important, especially at the indie circuit level, that you change with the times and you keep yourself vibrant. And, you know, if you need to move, you move. If you need to stay, you stay. But, you know, there's got to be a little fluidity to it so you can keep on that cutting edge. So you keep getting the response that you're getting of people liking your product. We'll still have a very strong social media presence. That won't change. You know, there'll be a lot going on, and You know, we may find a way where we could live stream events from the South, so our fans that can't travel can watch it. So, you know, there's a lot of advantages that are going to be brought GPW's way in the South. You know, from you know, venue placement to amenities to possible, you know, show broadcasting. So that, you know, there are a lot of good things. A lot of good things about it.
Steve, are you out of a job?
Am I out of a job? I believe that I have a job as long as I want to have one. So unless something changes there, I think I'll be just fine.
Turtle, are you out of a job?
I will always have a job, no matter what.
Because Turtle is a beloved GPW figure, and Turtle has already made it clear that he travels well. And, you know, a lot of the guys up here, you know, they will travel together. So, you know, strength in numbers to help with expense. And you'll get the best that GPW has to offer just a little further south and a little bit warmer weather, perhaps.
Are Martez and I out of a job?
Absolutely not. The weekly will undergo some changes, but it will be here as long as Martez will have us.
Martez is an excellent host.
Absolutely. Having a chance to get to know you guys and do a show with you guys has been a huge blessing to me. I love doing this. You know, I wish I can engage more. I don't know too much about GPW, so I got to start doing my homework so I can be able to dialogue with you all. But you know, I'm having a good time.
Well, I think I can help you with that, Martez, because we're going to, in the coming weeks, we're going to start to branch off a little bit and do some different things. So it won't be so centric. It will kind of branch out to cover a wider scope of a blossoming industry.
Right.
Interesting. At least he's tagging us and posts on Facebook now, Martez.
I'm doing my best.
Baby steps, Macho. Baby steps.
Now, this is a question Steve may not want to answer, and Turtle may not want to answer it either. Not that it's a bad question, but it just may be kind of an uncomfortable question, so maybe Turtle will answer it for me. Now, as I've been saying since I started on this show, and even before that privately, I believe that Steve and Turtle are the faces of GPW. Even though there's a world champion, even though there's other champions, even though there's more veterans on there, I believe that Steve and Turtle are the faces of GPW. Now, what does that mean for GPW South, and what does that mean for GPW in general? I see Steve on the air more than I don't even know who the champ is anymore.
I agree.
In fact, I actually watched the videos like Steve recommended I do, and it was all Turtle and Steve.
Yeah, I started watching the videos myself, and boy, those are entertaining videos.
Yeah, you guys did a good job, but Steve, in your office, what kind of idiot wears sunglasses inside?
when you're as cool as I am, the sun shines on you 24/7.
Oh man. So, yeah, what happens? So whether you believe it or not, it's true. You two are the two biggest stars of GPW, whether you like it or not.
I guess it's just dedication.
I appreciate that.
Like I said, it's
true.
An uncomfortable question for you two to have to answer. But, you know, I like that. I like to ask the stuff that nobody wants to ask.
No, and I'm going to answer it. And I'm going to answer it as honestly as I can. Turtle is certainly the face of global professional wrestling. There's no doubt. You have great champions, Marche Rocket, the Bruise Brothers. These are well-known, recognizable figures in wrestling history and the wrestling landscape from the indie circuit all the way to prime time. But there's only one Turtle, and the fans let him know it every month. So as far as faces of the franchise, I think it's accurate with Turtle. I just happen to be in some of the vignettes and, you know, doing, you know, some of the managerial stuff. So I kind of have to be there. Does that make me the face of GPW? No. you know, you can say people like Shane McMahon, Vince McMahon, you know, when you're talking about a bigger product, or, you know, Cody Rhodes or whomever is in charge of whatever's going on, you know, they might be visible figures of authority, but not the faces of the franchise. At least it shouldn't be. So, you know, yeah, you respect the workers that sacrifice so much to do what they do. Those are the true heroes and the true champions. So, you know, without the likes of Turtle and Marche Rocket, you know, representing the brand like they do, you know, those are your faces. I just happen to be the guy that, you know, makes a match or two and has a thing to makes a stipulation or two and, you know, has a thing or two to say about what's going on. So, you know, Vince McMahon owns it, obviously. I certainly don't own GPW, but, you know, I kind of have that persona that, you know, I'm the authority figure. So don't confuse face of the franchise and the current authority figure, because that would mean Antoine Clemens and Steve Kenton were the faces of CTW, and that was never true.
Well, no, yeah. Neither one of them were as flexible in their talent as you are. You can cover more bases than both of them combined. No offense to those gentlemen.
Right.
Well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I want to jump in real quick. Steve, you are super entertaining. And for me, over here in Detroit, you come off like you are the face of GPW. You know, and I know you're being humble right now, but, and no disrespect to Turtle, because I believe he's one of the faces as well. But, Steve, you are the face. You know, when I think of GPW, I think of you. And it's not just because I know you. It's because of what I see out there, you know. And make no question about it.
I appreciate that. Then I am a better actor than I thought, which isn't saying that much.
But yeah, you are. So, well, now, if we took you out of GPW social media, what social media would there be?
Well, that's a great question. I didn't say that I wouldn't still do the social media.
Young girls passing notes to each other in school, talking about how much they hate somebody else. But there would be no social media presence without Steve Arendt.
There are a lot of people out there that could excel at the general manager's job at GPW. The person that taught me about social media, as Turtle will remember in the many episodes of GPW tonight, Meg Money, manager to Jake Andrews and Jack Moody, the Real Men of Genius. She has been vying for my job since she walked in the company. So I think that might be a fun twist if she takes over. That's, you know, there's certainly possibilities there. Turtle could be a general manager. He did a fine job July 5th. There are a lot of possible GMs out there that could do every bit the job that I do. I'll still, you know, be local and, you know, doing stuff on social media, and I'll still be part. I'm still there. Until they tell me not to be here, I'm still here. That's the junkyard dog saying hi.
Yeah, there's a lot of Terminators out tonight.
I'm not being attacked by a vicious pack of dogs.
Steve and I were once hunted by a vicious pack of dogs.
My family sometimes forgets. You know what, guys? Take over for a minute. I need to go see what's going on. I'll be right back.
Man, oh man, Turtle, this is some heavy news that Martez and I and the fans who are listening are taking in right now. This is a lot, as I've heard Steve, you know, mention things in passing to me. This is a lot more than I expected to hear on the air right now. This is a lot different than what I've been hearing lately. So is this all new information starting to trickle out?
It's new, but more like it's just something that's been in the works, and now everything is slowly coming out. We're able to give out little bits and pieces of information as we go. So it's like we're taking this day by day. So whatever we do learn and are allowed to say, we will mention it. We just can't, we cannot say too much until we know for sure that it's set.
I got it. Thank you, Turtle, for answering all these questions so honestly and openly.
I don't know how you feel, Turtle, but if I was you, I'd be stressed out by now. By listening to you and Steve, like, I'd be stressed out because was this something that came out of nowhere? I think you just answered the question, but is this something that came out of nowhere, or did you guys know about this for a long time?
We've known for a little while. We just didn't want to blur it all out all at once until we knew for sure. It was day by day, you know, month by month, just little baby steps, little bit of information here, a little bit of information there. We had one step forward, but then we had to take a step back, and then we're flowing again. So we're able to give out as much as we can, as long as we know for sure that it's set in stone.
Now, Turtle, and excuse me, Macho Ghost. Now, we just got finished talking about you and Steve being the face of the company, and I'm not trying to start any mess or anything. But have you ever received any backlash because of you get so much attention? And if you have, how do you deal with that?
Excellent question.
Honestly, I have not heard one thing. If people don't like it or if they had a problem with it, I mean, if they have a problem with it, I wish they would speak up. I would like to know if there's an issue, if I'm, you know, the face of the company or the, you know, top guy when I shouldn't be. But no one has said anything, and I'm just going to assume that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do and I'm in the right place.
Right.
I mean, I've been in this business for 15 years now, and over the last 2 years, I have gotten more, you know, attention, and, you know, I was given an opportunity. I was able to do what
I wanted
to do.
I'm back, and I want to stop you right there. And I mean this with all seriousness, and I mean this with all due respect. Turtle, you were not given anything. Everything you've done, everything you've achieved, you earned by working in this business the right way. And sometimes people forget how to do things the right way. I can't sit by and listen to you say you were given an opportunity. You created an opportunity for yourself, and you flourished with the bright lights on you. You earn everything you get, and you should be proud of everything you've done, because I know I am.
I appreciate that, Steve, and I don't mean like given, like it was handed to me. I mean, in a way, it's kind of like football. I'm the running back. The powers that be, or the quarterback, they handed me the ball, and they just told me to run with it and do what I can. And that's what
I
did. I was given the ball.
And they handed you the ball because you earned the right to carry the ball.
And I don't know you super well, Turtle, but I think you used to be a referee, and did you not go into intense training? Did you not lose like 50 to 60 pounds and get yourself ready for the ring in like the last year or year and a half?
Hello?
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
You're getting yelled at by Mrs. Turtle.
No.
Oh,
he's
I
right.
Didn't know she was on the
you're
line.
Right, you're right.
Oh, wait. She says you're right. She won't
I'm
say
right
I'm right, but she says you're right.
You're right.
About what you just said about me.
Ah, there you go. Well, hey, we finally agree on something. That doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, for all the fans out there in kayfabe, Mrs. Turtle, that was Turtle's mom, because Turtle's not married, because he used to date Miranda Rice, and I think still is.
Okay, that was definitely not my mom, okay? That was not Mama Turtle.
For God's sake, Turtle, I'm trying to help you out.
Hey, I like to dig my own hole sometimes.
What?
I'm digging my own hole in this one.
I agree with what Steve said about Turtle, and I would also say that about Steve, too. Steve does not believe me, but I've been telling him for years. He laments that he may not work hard enough to get opportunities, but he creates his own opportunities just by being as talented as he is and just by showing up and doing his thing. You don't think he didn't apply for general manager? They created that position solely to put Steve in.
I'd like to take a little credit for that one.
Go ahead, Turtle. Tell them how it is.
I'm taking credit for that one because I was actually the one that said we needed a general manager, and I kept hinting towards Steve.
You learn new things every day. Thanks, Turtle. I have you to thank for that. I have you to thank for being a special guest timekeeper. I owe you a lot.
Man, just buy me a slice of pizza and we'll call it even.
I'll see what we can do. Or maybe I'll reconsider things and give you that match that you want at the High Road on September 7th. You never know.
Turtle's a cheap date. Mm.
Yeah, I like them cheap and easy.
I might just put every wrestler on the card's name into a hopper, and I might draw the matches out. And you would have some ridiculous matchups, wouldn't you?
Oh, I can just see it now. Meg Money versus Steve Arendt.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't have my name in the hopper, that's for sure.
And Steve Kenton is the special referee.
People would watch that for 8 seconds and be done. I think Mama T would go get a hot dog.
I think we've talked about a lot of great stuff tonight, and there's been some really good discussion and always excellent questions, and always excellent questions by Martez and some honesty from Steven Turtle, but I guess I would be remiss at almost 10 after 8 if I did not ask Steve to run down the current card for High Road to Posen.
I don't really have a whole lot else that I want to divulge at this time.
There is a fan voting system in place right now to choose. Unless you change things up, there's still one slot open in that triple threat match with Big T taking over one, Turtle taking over the other. Like I said, unless you change things tonight, and one slot open, and fans, I believe, have been voting on various forms of social media for their next competitor. Do you have any insight as to, well, who's in the voting, who's in the running?
Well, I'll give you some insight into that. Is Mama T still on the line?
Mama T?
Who was
that? Wasn't Mama T.
Who was it?
I
swear I heard a girl at one point.
If I had a dollar for every time Steve said that to me, I would be rich.
I must be drunk. I don't know what happened there. I could have sworn I heard a girl there.
You did. It was a girl. It was Miranda. She came by Turtle's house to slap the ice cream out of his hand, and she picked up the phone. That's the story I'm going with.
Okay, I like it. I can live with that.
I'll stick with that story.
Yeah, let's stick with that story for kayfabe reasons, you morons.
Okay. Well, the voting is fast and furious. A lot of strange requests for the third combatant. The fans are going outside of GPW trying to get me to bring in people to work. Max Holiday has been in a number of requests, although Max is hurt right now. I'd love to bring Max in, but I'm not sure I'd bring him in to fight for a Vision Division title. Not sure that's what he's all about, but a number of fans have, talked about him.
Steve,
what
I think that's your mom.
Who the hell was that?
Steve, that was your mom.
Well, that's a neat trick. My mom doesn't even know how to use her cell phone.
Martez, I'm pleading with you. Don't give your phone to the strippers.
Trust and believe. I let them go home for the night.
Yeah, remember that time you got that crazy long distance bill, Martez. Don't let the strippers use your phone.
Okay.
Man, oh man, he got a $500 bill to Serbia.
So to give you more insight into some of the other names that have been in the hopper, a couple of fans actually voted for Moxie Molly. Now, how would that be for a match? Turtle T versus the amazing Shiro, the interdimensional Shiro that is Moxie Molly.
I'll tap out right now.
She's tough. I wouldn't wanna mess with her. And I was on the business end of one of her elbows back in my very early days in this business. We were walking in a hallway, and she didn't see me, and she walked right into me and almost knocked me down. So
who hasn't done that?
That's right. So that's an interesting thought. A lot of people want Bo Tatum to come back and wrestle in this match. I don't think Bo is looking for Vision titles either.
Now, I got to ask a question real quick. Now, the Vision Division, is that supposed to be more like a cruiserweight title, or is it more like an X Division title where there's no weight limits, there's no limits?
It's supposed to be so many things. And
it seems
the
larger competitors are, you're saying, aren't Vision Division title kind of guys.
Well, I mean, honestly, when you think about who I've got in it so far, the two out of the three participants are not really conventional Vision Division people, but I've got animosity with Big T right now, and I simply put him in that match to expose him as a fraud of talent.
Now, things are going nice. Don't be mean.
Well, I'm just saying you wanted to know why, and that's
yeah,
why.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I wouldn't put Max Holiday or someone like Bo Tatum in a match like this, because that's not what they're all about. Big T is not all about this, but on September 7th, he's going to have to be, and it's kind of payback for some of the issues that he's created. So that's neither here nor there. Will be nice, but I had a method for that. And as far as Turtle goes. Turtle is like a giant ball of human clay. You can mold him into any situation and he'll flourish. So is he your prototypical Vision Division combatant? Not necessarily when you think about it, but by the time that match happens, I'm sure that he will bring out the best in himself and rise to that challenge as he has risen to every other one. But now I'm considering maybe changing it even more and bringing about that tag team title match between the Bruise Brothers and Turtle Rage. So, right now he's in the Vision Division Triple Threat number one contender match, but that could change.
The like Dynamic Wrestling Brothers!
Like, don't say that. Like all wrestling shows in history, in the fine print, it always says cards subject to change.
That's what I always used to get for my birthday from my grandmother. Sometimes there'd be money in there, sometimes nope.
That's right. And sometimes there'd just be change.
And I always say this too. I want everyone to know this is a GPW show, and Steve's on here, Martez is on here, and the Macho Ghost is on here. But when the Macho Ghost is on here saying things coming out of the Macho Ghost's mouth, this is the Macho Ghost's opinion. Don't go get mad at Steve. Don't get mad at Turtle. Don't get mad at Martez. If I say something that somebody doesn't like, I am kind of hard to find. But I'm not that hard to find if you want to talk to me about something, and I'm not afraid to say something about people who are playing the game wrong, if you know what I'm saying.
Anyway, but yeah, so the Vision Division Triple Threat number one contender match, it should be interesting.
Maybe Martez and Ash are going to tag team title shot.
You might. Another couple of people that are getting some strong votes are some of the more colorful characters, namely the Nacho Clown, Fester, and Gobaldi. people have voted for them as well. This sideshow act that they've put together is really taking over Midwest indie wrestling. You can see the sideshow everywhere, and I have officially sanctioned the sideshow here at Global Professional Wrestling. So Nacho Clown, Fester, Go Baldy, you know, they're here, and they will now be their own thing. So watch out, GPW, with the sideshow in town. You just never know what you're going to get. Right, Turtle?
How is the health of the sideshow? Is everybody as healthy physically? I know they're not healthy mentally or emotionally, but are they ready to go? Is there a team of three other competitors you want to stick them in the ring with come September 7th?
Turtle, what do you think? The sideshow is ready for prime time, aren't they?
You want to see some people get taught a lesson? Put them in the ring with the sideshow. Let's see Jack Moody deal with that.
I don't think Jack Moody can handle the sideshow.
Me either. Let's put Low Rent Grizzly Adams and Caillou in there with somebody else.
Low Rent Grizzly Adams. You know, that's a very amusing name. You know what I called TJ Steele of the Bruise Brothers today? I called him Malibu Ken.
I know you meant it as an insult, but it's not untrue. He's a very handsome and well-sculpted man.
But, you know, you got to worry about the anatomically correct part.
Well, I don't want to say anything about that.
One of my favorite lines in the film Dogma, I'm as anatomically correct as a Ken doll. That was a terrible Alan Rickman impression, but it was the best I could do.
I got to say, Ken and Barbie have been together for like 60 years, so, I mean, something must be right there.
They're because they made of plastic.
I mean, she left them for a little while for this guy named Blaine, I think in their 80s or 90s, but they're still together and going strong. And, man, for people in their 70s or 80s, they look fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not saying TJ Steele's made of plastic, but I'm just saying.
You know why they're Ken and Barbie are still together?
Why?
Why is that, Turtle?
Because they can't have kids.
Ooh, man. Turtle disparaging all children everywhere.
Ooh, there was some truth to that statement.
Steve, your son saved your life. You better kiss his feet.
My son went into business for himself. Right,
ooh,
Turtle?
Man.
Yeah, he did. And I saved his life.
You did.
In a 5-second rundown, what are the names of people that you think might be possible for this Vision of Biz and Triple Threat? You mentioned Max Holiday, but he's injured. You mentioned Bo Tatum, who's kind of just skulking around backstage. And then you mentioned some other people. Real quick, give me three guys to keep the crowd guessing.
Right now, the leader at the clubhouse is the Nacho Clown. He's gotten the most votes, followed by sideshow mate Go Baldy. Jake Andrews has gotten a number of votes, Bo Tatum. So the votes are coming in fast and furious. You don't see them all on Facebook because that's just one area in which the votes are coming in. I am under siege on Facebook Messenger by the fans because I'm accessible on social media very easily. So I get 10 messages an hour from, you know, the fans. They talk to me and they let me know what's what. So the votes have been coming in fast and furious, almost faster than I can tally them. So, you know, we still got some time. I'm not going to reveal the final entrant into this match until my general manager's, what do you call it, Turtle? The address, which is going to be Wednesday, September the 4th. Around 8:30 in the evening, I will go live. I'm not doing it Thursday because I have things to do. And the Macho Ghost, I'm going to try to find you another co-host to work with you on Thursday since I'm not available.
Oh, good.
Or
good.
Maybe you and Martez will go alone.
Man, Martez and I would have a good conversation, but let me tell you, when that day comes, why don't you tell some of the GPW fans to actually listen to the show and support GPW even when Steve's not around? You dirty cowards!
I will put out a proclamation, but yeah, September the 5th, I have an engagement involving Chicago's favorite football team that I have to attend.
The Chicago Blitz!
Yes, the Chicago Blitz, the one and the same. Plenty of great seats still available. So I have something I have to do that night. So you guys will be on your own, or if you want to take a week off, we can do that as well. I don't want to leave Martez hanging, so if you guys still want to do the show, I will find someone to do the show with you.
Oh,
I think it would be good if Martez and I had someone to interview. Why don't you get some of the competitors who will be coming up 2 days later, have them call in, and Martez and I can ask them some questions. You know, kind of promote the show.
Turtle and I will get on that, won't we, Turtle?
Oh, we will.
Speaking of the show, now we got Miranda Wrights. You know, after she's done smacking whatever snack Turtle's eating out of his hand, taking on the pretty little psycho Shauna Reed, who we talked to last week. Shauna's coming to town, and she's bringing her mom, too.
Yep, so that is one of
the... Title on the line!
That is one of the marquee matchups of this particular show. The triple threat match will be very entertaining. It'll be interesting to see...
Making a five-way dance!
It'll be interesting to see who comes out on top in that one. Let's see. What
Make
else
our fans count everywhere.
What else can I tell you about
we
this
We don't know who's
show.
Facing the tag champs yet. There's a lot of names in the air. And now the Vision Division champ, will that title be defended that night?
You know what? I will give you that one because I'm very excited about this match. Last month, the Vision Division title was an exhibition of excellence. That you don't see very often. It was the champion, Kalmar the Raider, versus the challenger, Jason Hades. And Jason Hades defeated Kalmar, capturing his first GPW Vision Division title. Well, the fans loved the match so much, and I certainly loved the match too, that I am going to make a rematch. Kalmar deserves a rematch. He's been a great champion. He deserved a shot to get his title back. He's a guy that supports GPW almost like no other. And he is going to get his rematch against Jason Hades, but it's not just going to be any old match. There is a special stipulation for this match, and Hades versus Kalmar 2 will be a last man standing match.
Oh, man.
Oh, snap.
So there's your little nugget for this week, kids.
Brand new match announced right now.
That's it. I will announce a couple of more next week since I won't be around the one before the show. But you guys will, I will read it. I will disclose the card Wednesday night on the GM report. So make sure you guys check that out so you have all of the latest information to run with it on the show next Thursday.
Now, what about, did you take my advice and put that the Youth Gone Wild versus the Real Men of Genius? Winner of that match gets a tag team title shot. Hopefully they'll just murder each other because the crowd hates all of them.
Next week, I will tell you a story about the Youth Gone Wild and their fate at Global Professional Wrestling. But that's not a story for tonight. That's a story for next week.
What about the champ, the title? Martez, I got you mixed up with Marche. I'm going to call Martez Rocket from now on.
that's a good thing.
Marche is he and Judas Priest there have Zamiel have completed their battle and their mandatory rematch, and they seem to be friendly. So does that mean Marche's going to be facing a new opponent?
Time will tell, Macho Ghost. Time will tell. We're always painting and crafting and creating new ways to spellbind the GPW fan base. So I will make a title match announcement in the coming weeks. Marche Rocket will certainly be in action at GPW High Road, as will Zamiel. So they will be there. What they will be doing right now is a bit of a mystery, but... there'll be some clarity coming up in the coming weeks, so stay tuned.
Oh, man, tag them up and send them against the Bruise Brothers.
Everybody wants to know about the Bruise Brothers. Not my favorite people right now, to be honest. You know, they've given me a bit of a hard time, a bit of a ribbing. As evil as you say I am. I've got it in for them a little bit, and I wouldn't mind another capable GPW tag team coming in and knocking those two down a peg or two and taking those straps away. So, like I told them in the promo, your championship reign is fleeting at best.
Oh, man. Well, I tried to ask all the questions about the card. I didn't get too far.
Well, you know what? We still have a few weeks to go. I can't give you everything this week. Then they won't listen next week or the following week. Baby steps.
Well, you know, actually, that's usually the way it goes. You announce the card a couple weeks ahead of time.
No. We want to string them along a little bit and make them pay attention to the various things we provide. So they get little helpful hints as we go along. And, you know, it's fun. It's reason to listen in. It's reason to watch the videos that we make. You know, we try to give you a very complete experience at Global Professional Wrestling. You get radio, you get video, you get live. We're the gold standard because we're giving you the total entertaining experience.
I know I talk on deaf ears, but I'm begging you to come up with a new slogan.
You don't like the gold standard, huh?
I don't mind the gold standard if it wasn't literally being used by hundreds of other different entities in the entertainment and business world. And it already has been used in the professional wrestling world by one Shelton Benjamin.
Indeed, there are a lot of people right now that would like to tarnish the gold standard, but still we ride.
And the last
like
thing I'll ask,
standard.
And then I'll turn it over to Martez and Turtles because we're almost out of time. What about the wild side? You think I don't watch the videos. I saw Metalhead storm into your office and yell at you a couple weeks ago. What's up with the wild side now that they're on their own? Are you taking advantage of this freedom?
You know, it's funny you should mention the wild side.
Well, not really.
Stay tuned to your social media device because those questions will be answered in the coming days.
All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to help Big T now, free of the wild side. I'm going to help him with his investigation. This is the time I've always wanted to get that crossover with Remington Steel and Magnum P.I.
Oh, my God. You're more like BJ and the Bear, let's be honest. Everybody loves
Joe
the show about a man.
In there.
And Manimal, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, Turtle and Martez, I'm taking up all your time. What do you got to say to close up the show? What are your final thoughts?
Basically, September 7th, just make sure you're there. We got a great show lined up. And I want to send a message out to Stacey Sparkles because we were talking about how she was giving out her little presents, and I got one. She even wrote me a note, and she said to back off Metalhead. Well, I have some good news, Stacey. I will be backing off Metalhead because I'm taking the high road, and I'm going for a division title.
Another thing you have earned.
Martez, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'm trying not to talk as much because I'm at home tonight with a lot of I'm babysitting and there's a lot of crying going on. But for those of you that are listening right now, I would tell you to go visit a GPW show. Although I haven't been to a show yet, but I would just encourage everybody to go because it seemed like it's a golden product. No point in saying.
Well, thank you. We appreciate your support, Martez, and we appreciate you giving us this medium to work with you. It's fun every single Thursday night. And that being said, Martez, why don't we take it home?
I like how he said babysitting is stripping.
There we go. I want to thank the Turtle for being a great co-host tonight. I want to thank the Macho Ghost for always keeping it 100. I want to thank Martez Hale for doing great work all the way in Detroit. We love the 313, and we're glad to be a part of it. I want to thank the GPW fans. They're the best fans on the planet, and they come and support us like no other. And we encourage you to join us September 7th. Don't believe everything you hear. Come and see for yourself why we are the best entertainment in the suburbs. On behalf of myself and my co-host, I've been there so long this week. Live an extraordinary life.